Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Third Wheel, by Jeff Kinney.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
2. Graham. January. Sunday. I wish I'd started keeping a journal a lot earlier on, because whoever ends up writing my biography is going to have a lot of questions about my life and the years leading up to middle school. Luckily, I remember just about everything that's happened to me since I was born. In fact, I can even remember stuff that happened to me before I was born. Back in those days, it was just me swimming around in the dark, doing backflips and taking naps whenever I wanted. Then, one day when I was in the middle of a really good nap, I got woken up by these strange noises coming from the outside. At the time, I didn't know what the heck I was hearing, but later on, I found out it was Mom piping in music through these speakers she put on her belly. I guess Mom thought if she played classical music for me every day before I was born, it would turn me into some kind of genius. Those speakers came with a microphone, and when Mom wasn't playing music, she was telling me everything that was going on in her life. And when Dad came home from work, Mom would have him give me a blow-by-blow of his day. But that wasn't the end of it. Every night, Mom would read to me for a half hour before she went to bed. The problem is, my sleep schedule didn't line up with Mom's, so when she was sleeping, I'd be wide awake. I actually wish I'd paid more attention when Mom was reading to me, though.